Blog Talk Radio.
We're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, thank the Most High indeed that we are back again. Back again for another episode. And yes, back again for another blessed episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Enemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. Surely thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again. I welcome you to the show. And I thank the Most High for every ear. Yes, for every ear that he brings near. For the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, he has told me. And I have for his cause, for his purpose, some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, yes, because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. Truly, I'm utmost thankful because of his name. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you that the Most High has a plan, that though all the systems of this earth, the result of deviation, of falling away, rebellion against the Most, what the Most High declared from the beginning. Though man might collectively gather together, the rulers of this earth might collectively gather together, all the miscreant energies, all the false doctrine, all the blinding ideal that they have established, though they might gather all these energies, all these perversities, all these illusions, to beguile, to blind, to capture souls of men. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they've done exactly that. Sought to capture men after standing far short of what is divine intent. Though they have since the dawn of human fall, sought to establish fallen standards. Rebellion. And rebellion, my brothers and sisters, rebellious against, hateful against, even, my brothers and sisters, the word of truth. I think it's amazing. Think about it. Word of truth. In seeking to accommodate are the variant ideals seeming wise to men. Have men really had a great love of the truth? Have they really had a great love of what is absolute? Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, though men have established many diverse standards to capture the souls of men, not to seek the full, pure, perfect will of Yah, Most High has a plan. Yes, the Most High has a plan to expose my brothers and sisters, to prove foolish the miscreant standards of them all. Let it be understood, my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not, I repeat, he does not pollute, profane, divide, curse, pollute his name in any way that the honor that is due to him be given to another or robbed by another. I look at such scriptures as Isaiah 42. I said Isaiah 42 and 8. Most High, by no means, my brothers and sisters, by no means does he subdivide his name amongst a multitude of differing standards. A man might call themselves wise after the less ideals of another. Most High told me early on, if any man can believe, said it first to me directly, if any man can believe, the contradictions of this world are true as a work of his Holy Spirit. That man cannot be a disciple unto him. Those who can believe all these contradictions, by no means, can be true to the will of one. Nor could they ever be in all things true to his name. Most High said, I am Most High. Not just he, the Most High, my brothers and sisters, but collective of all that is righteousness and wisdom is who he is. Pure and complete, total conscience, eternal, no contradiction in it. Says, I am the Most High. That is his name, that is by that by which he is called. And he does not call himself what he is not. He is all and everything that he is. And he says, the fullness of his glory, what truly gives honor to him, and the fullness that he is, he will not give to another. In other words, the Most High by no means, I repeat, the Most High by no means will sanction, seal, or confirm any testimony, any ideal, and men will exalt that is less than his own. In fact, my brothers and sisters, if the Most High were to do such a thing, he'd be profaning his own testimony. This he will not do. He will not declare his name as less than what he is. Those who would claim or attain to the righteousness, the fullness that is worthy unto his name must realize that in petitioning him true to his name as a vow, as an oath, unto the one who is all that he is, the great I am that I am, not as he is not, is immediately obligated seek the fullness of his will. I did not say to by any means rejoice or celebrate in sin or repetition or misrepresentative ideas of misauthority. He says, he is the Most High. Do not regard him. Do not seek to regard him after anything less than the fullness that he is, lest you profane. And I want you to think about that word profane and pollute. Some texts say for scriptures like I'm about to show you in Isaiah. In Isaiah 48. Some texts say pollute. Some say profane. I'm about to go to that in a minute. Says, I am the Most High, that is my name. My glory I will not give to another. In my praise to graven images. But to no man's misimaginations and presumptuousness, idolatry, vanity, fallen status, he will not give his name to any of them. Lest he break the cumulative nature of his promise. Lest he in some way deny fullness of his promise. I see that you might have a little sound problem. If you really have, if it seems that anybody's having a sound problem, please let me know. I'm looking at everything here. It appears that everything is clear on this end. Okay, let me go ahead and continue then. I'd like to go ahead to Isaiah 48th chapter. Isaiah 48th chapter. Very powerful testimony here. I want to be sure that everybody can hear. Let me type it in here. Okay. Oh, I see Mom B had a little bit of problem connecting them. Look like she's connecting out and trying to drop back in, trying prayerfully that she'll get a chance to hear back in a few minutes. Okay, I'm looking at the chat. Okay. Let me continue. Okay. Let me continue then. Prayerfully we get all things set back in order. Isaiah 48, I want everybody to consider this about what the true Messiah had to say. So hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which is called by the name of Israel. Come forth out of the water, the seed of Judah. Swear by the name of the Most High. Swear by the name of the Most High. Make mention of the Holy One. Call upon. Invoke. The Holy One of Israel. But listen to me, my brothers and sisters. Most High is not pleased that his people have done this, but not unto the truth. Not unto an absolute. Because they have not sought the fullness of his righteousness. Understand. One scripture says the same. Apostle Shaul said, my greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved. How about made whole? Well, they have a great zeal for Yah. But the word there, epinosis, relates not for full discretion. For those who might want to look it up in Strong's Concordance. Not to seek full discretion, my brothers and sisters, is not to seek full righteousness of Yah, not to seek the absolution by which our people must be made whole. And it's not to seek the absolution, my brothers and sisters, by which our people should be of one accord. Woe to them, my brothers and sisters, who see a multitude of contradictive standards and are just simply willing to pick one rather than ask Most High for what's necessary for the blessing of our people as a whole. That concept is entirely in defiance against the righteousness, the mandate that is the Shema. We must all love and seek Yah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that we declare truthfully according to his name. Must seek him with all our minds, all our hearts, all our soul, all our might. No obstacle to the pursuit of his wisdom. We should let nothing of ourselves or our agenda to stand to be that which could stand in the way. We are to seek him with a firm pursuit, not to be destabilized in any way, not to be left double-mindedness in any way. But seeking with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, that we may love our neighbor as ourselves, that we all might be one in his name. I'm not talking about competition here, my brothers and sisters. I'm talking about pursuing the truth. I'm talking about pursuing what is an absolute. There be no more contentiousness among us, and that we be a people truly worthy unto his name. Woe to those, my brothers and sisters, who would just simply say that they are complete and made whole because they have joined an institution. And my brothers and sisters, we found not having pursued the fullness of the truth. And the fact of the matter is, Messiah, when he says he comes with the seven spirits of Yah, it means he is a master, my brothers and sisters, and that rather than just having come to the attributes, let me see if I can place this in mind, the attributes of just one of the spirits of the Most High are the talents and strengths that the Most High would give. Rather, my brothers and sisters, he speaks after that, after the fullness. One good example to explain this concept can be found at Isaiah in the 11th chapter. I'm coming back to all this. At Isaiah in the 11th chapter, Scripture speaks about upon him to rest the spirit. Let me go straight to it for you. Isaiah 11 chapter. And it's important we understand all these things. Isaiah 11 chapter. Okay. I'll go ahead and read it from the so-called authorized version this time. And there should come... okay, let me just put this out there. Let me make sure this is... Okay. Give me a moment. Isaiah... 11. All right. There's coming forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A rod, a scepter, a ruler out of the stem of Jesse, one of Jesse's seed, children, as was David. Messiah is called Son of David, even though he is before David. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Most High shall rest upon him. The Spirit of the Most High is one. Spirit of wisdom, two. Understanding, three. Spirit of counsel, four. Might, five. Spirit of knowledge, six. And of reverence of the Most High. And shall make him of quick understanding in the reverence of the Most High. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, not after mere flesh. Neither approve after the hearing of his, let's just say, of ordinary ears. But with the righteousness, even the righteous reveal, the remembrance of all things, the consideration of all things the Most High declares. With righteousness, with justice, according to justice, according to the fullness of what the Most High will be pleased with, shall he judge. How about to weaken? Let's just say to strengthen them who have been weak in understanding. The righteous shall he judge. Shall he reprove for the sake of those who must gain strength. Greater discretion. Those who have been oppressed, my brothers and sisters, in a scandalously indiscriminate society, shall he judge for the restraining of his people, reprove with equity, and he shall reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips, shall he slay, I say with the breath of his lips, that's Isaiah 11:4, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. That means expose every lawless standard. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins, his waist. And a wolf shall dwell with the lamb. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion, the fatling together, and the little child shall be able to lead them, which means there shall be peace. Ah, my brothers and sisters, the very essence of these first scriptures here relate to that one that the scriptures call the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. And we see the scripture called, speaking of the one called the written offspring of David, will reprove all unrighteousness. Certainly the one called the bright morning star, according to what we find, according to the one called the king of the east, the righteous one from the east, the one that is spoken of, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4. The one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness. To reveal the light the world would obscure. Well, we see in both cases these scriptures speaking of one who exceeds all unrighteousness, who overcomes all the fallen standards of the world, who exposes all these fallen standards, even of all the kings, even of all the priests, all our brothers and sisters, who still are yet, until his return, in some way falling short of the glory of what honors Yah, in some way falling short of the fullness of the realization of the gospel. Oh, I would have so much to say about this in terms of what's written in Philippians. For the book of Philippians even talks about that those who consider themselves already perfect, let them pursue or seek the Most High. Even more might be revealed to them. So many of my brothers and sisters consider themselves wise for the time. But even according to the scriptures, Messiah himself, according to Psalm 2, will speak about a day when finally the Most High shall say to him, "You are my son, this day have I begotten thee." The one the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 50, saying, "Most High will say to him, morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, I have not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary." All my brothers and sisters, to strengthen his people. Renew them to the strength they had of old, no longer dissuaded or polluted after the devices of others. All my brothers and sisters, when we look at these scriptures closely, Isaiah 49 says the Messiah himself in the last days will say and declare that there was a time that he walked according to the vanity of this world, the pollutions of this world, but by the Spirit has he overcome them, and the Most High has become his strength. I know that's not something that everybody teaches, but Isaiah 49 speaks it well. For those who are willing to hear it, for those who are willing to have ears to hear what the Spirit would say to the churches. Let me go ahead and read this for you again, because there's a lot to talk about tonight, but let's go ahead and look at Isaiah 49, that men might understand what it is that men must petition for in the gift of the Spirit. Men must petition for the capacity to see beyond all the indiscretions of man. The book of Jacob, they call it James, speaks the same, that we must seek beyond all double-mindedness, lest we are found still yet unstable, easily deceived. And remember, my brothers and sisters, that kind of instability that got man kicked out of the garden in the first place. Scripture says, Messiah will come forth saying, "Listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations." Hearken to me, O you nations. You have to stand it beyond them all. The Most High has called me to speak to you nations afar off and from the womb and from the body of my mother. Has he made mention of my name? Has he invoked my name? Has he purposed me? One scripture relates to the idea about the Most High concerning this coming of Messiah. For instance, Isaiah 5:26. Look at these indeed also about 30th chapter of Isaiah, where the scripture talks about the name of the Most High that comes from afar. Isaiah 46, you need to read 8 through 13, talks about the Most High has a ultimate, it's a Messiah who comes to perform all that his desire from a far land. One scripture says that he comes first. For those who are ready to understand it, Isaiah 45:6. To bring Israel back from Babylon, that is, to the east. In the latter days, my brothers and sisters, he comes to bring Israel back from a polytheist nation that is in the west, even to gather his people from all the ends of the earth. But that's a lot more to talk about, that we've talked about on this show many times, that still bears further examination, I promise you. There's a need to look at an article on my website called hiddengospel.com. An article called The Secret City Prophecies. It explains all these things. And those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis know exactly what I'm talking about. Scripture says, Messiah will come and says, "Made my mouth like a sharp two-edged sword." In other words, complete and pure unto all that is his desire. He discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart, whether or not when men seek all righteousness, whether they seek an absolution in truth or not. Whether they seek Yah or not, because believe you, my brothers, the Most High is absolute. He said, in the shadow of his hand, he can hid me, conceal me, and made me a chosen arrow, or even a chosen bowman. In his quiver as he hid me, and said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I should be glorified. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I would have you to give consideration over this fourth verse. Messiah himself, for a time, if you will, said, I've labored in vain after the fallen standard of this world. That's been my strength for naught and in vain and the vanity. Yet surely my judgment, my discretion is now with the Most High. My work is with him, with my Yah. Formed from his womb, from the womb, my brothers and sisters, to awaken beyond this matrix of lies, global misexperience. Called from the womb to do so. Bring Israel, Yaakov, back to him. And though, he said, though Israel be not yet gathered, and he certainly shall do it, yet shall he be honored, considered honorable in the eyes of the Most High. For the Most High has been and shall be his strength. He comes, my brothers and sisters, even to raise up all the tribes of Yaakov and to restore all the remnant of Israel. True remnant of Israel to be faithful. It's also been given, my brothers and sisters, scripture says, he should speak in these latter days to his people. He's also called to be a light, even to all the nations, superseding all the nations, that he might be the salvation, the completing of the people, according to what is righteous requirement, even to the ends of the earth. So much about this, indeed, my brothers and sisters, to be considered. Isaiah 48, after the scripture that I spoke to you earlier. I said, Isaiah 48, after the scriptures I spoke to you earlier, about the Most High will not give his glory to another. He will not have his name profaned. Profaned? Where some people talk about profanity in the context of being a curse. He will not have his name divided after a less authority. He will not exalt any less testimony, lest he breaks his covenant. Lest he breaks and denies his promise. This the Most High shall not do. It is the duty of all who would call upon his name, therefore, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, it is the duty of all who would call upon his name to seek the fullness of all that gives glory unto him. And blessed are they who will know this. Isaiah, in the 48th chapter, notice the scripture. Let me go to this quickly because there's so much I need to talk about. It says, because his people have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. That's the first verses of Isaiah 48. He says, for my name's sake, he will lead his people for his in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, seeking the fullness of what is his will, that there be a glorious offering unto him. He says, for my name's sake, for a moment he said he will defer his anger. And for his praise, his glory, his honor, that the people that he will keep and preserve. And Isaiah in the 65th chapter says he will not fully that he will do this, he will not fully destroy all. Lots to talk about this. I will keep you and not destroy you. Behold, I will refine you. He said he will purify his people as in a furnace of affliction. In other words, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes when there was refining of a metal, it was raised to a temperature that would bring forth that metal and that metal alone beyond all the other minerals that might be that is contained in the soil from which it came till there's nothing left but that metal alone. And he says, for my own sake, I will do it. In other words, listen to this. For his own sake, for his own name's sake, he will do it, that his name may not be polluted. In other words, there be nothing else that will be can claim or be called by the glory of his name, but that which is true to him. Say, for my own sake will I do it, that my name may not be polluted, that I may not give my glory or what is the honor of his name after the will of another. Did you hear what I said earlier, my brothers and sisters? The Most High will not profane, deny, or pollute his testimony in any way. Like I said, people talk about profaning something, they talk about cursing something. Well, the word curse means to divide. Like if you pollute something after many misrepresentations, you get a misrepresentation, you get a massive illusion. Not acceptable. You get deceit. Not true perception. So that I might not give my glory to another. He says he is the first. He is the last. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, what he's declared from the beginning is eternal. That no man consider that anything after the presumptuousnesses of men will be counted viable. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the true Messiah will not desire that any man be called wise, call upon the holy name, but not after the fullness of what is truth and absolute, one accord under the fullness of what is his righteousness. The true Messiah will not say that any man will find peace after any lawless standard. Isaiah 48:22. The true Messiah, my brothers and sisters, will tell men, if only you kept what I declared to you from the beginning, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. And I would not have beheld so many of your descendants destroyed from before me. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, it means that no fallen standard would be called viable. The true Messiah will come to destroy the Babylon that has caused men to believe that a multitude of diverse standards has been life and peace. True Messiah comes to destroy this Babylonian system that compels men to believe that a multitude of diverse standards is anything else but damnation. My brothers and sisters, this Babylonian system that says, according to Isaiah 47, that the Lord is and there is no other, but is wearied in a multitude of his corrupt ways, shall no longer be a deception. Shall not be a deception for those who the Most High has called. As the Most High told me, if you can believe that a multitude of contradictions are a work, are the handiwork of his spirit, cannot be a disciple unto him. Because anybody who can believe and trust that a multitude of contradictions is a work of the Most High is automatically, my brothers and sisters, counted among the unstable. And nobody who has a residue of the spirit of the Most High can believe such folly. There are those among you who, hearkening and hearing these words, begin to understand what it means. Like I said, 45,000 denominations in this world, some 280 nations, many claiming to know the Most High. My brothers and sisters, have they been those who would uphold the fullness of the gospel? Gospel is not part of the word, my brothers and sisters. The gospel is all of the word. The word of peace is not people arguing in their partialities, nor their pollutions. We talked about that word gospel coming from the word basar, 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 and it relates to the concept of a whole and complete word. Purity and completion offers one choice. So the Most High then called a partial standard, a polluted standard, a deviant standard, something falling away from that which he declared as a word and a purpose from the beginning, shall he call that still yet the gospel? Absolutely not, my brothers and sisters. He talks about in Acts his people being empowered with the gift of the Holy Spirit, that they may go forth and preach what? The gospel. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bringing all things to remembrance, bringing all the precepts that the Most High has declared that we must consider to remembrance. For what purpose, my brothers and sisters? But that all might reason have one. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, refuses to know this is one who innately is still, according to so much scripture, still counted an enemy I did not bite my tongue. Is still counted an enemy against my brothers and sisters, Messiah and the Most High himself. I would like for you to give attention, if you would with me, to the words of the Apostle Shaul. And he talked about not, let's just say, being so quick to call oneself purpose or claim so many titles that somebody would say that they have as if they had already been declared unto entrance into the kingdom. Well, how many of my brothers and sisters discern what is the mock Shabbat principle of the scriptures to discern all the secrets that are contained in it? 1 Corinthians 3:18-23 says, if any man considers himself wise after the multitude of partial standards of this world, that's what it means. Let him consider himself foolish, deceived, that he may become wise. Anybody who can look at a multitude of contradictions and call it wisdom has a lot of growing to do. He says, Messiah will come, my brothers and sisters, to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. Then shall men know how to praise and honor Yah. And even the apostle Shaul said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. For my judge, he said, is the Most High. And Messiah himself comes, my brothers and sisters, as the elect one of the Most High, who is called to reveal, indeed, what is righteousness. How is it, my brothers and sisters, men have sought to call themselves so wise after man-made institutions before the time, when it is evident, according to all scripture, that Messiah will come to reveal the standard of this world has long fallen away from in his reappearing. I would have you to give consideration then, my brothers and sisters, to the verses at Philippians. How about 3:12? And the apostle says he was not giving forth any supposition as though he had already attained this perfection. But he says, I follow. In other words, I constantly pursue the greater truths, if you will. Not that I already attained or were already perfect. But I'm striving that I may reach that for which Yeshua the Kurdi appointed me. No, I did not say Christ. No, I did not use that title, Jesus. And there's a reason. Believe me. Messiah gave his life to put away sin. He gave his life that his people might see an absolute standard, that they might be delivered from every partial standard that is the sin of this world. And I got news for you. In its origin, this title, Jesus Christ, has none of that implication. But again, that too is something else, my brothers and sisters, that we talk about on this show on a regular basis that needs to be awakened to. That article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation explains this. Another article might help is on that same website, Yeshua or Jesus, which is the Savior. Remember, the word Savior means one who makes complete, makes whole, makes worthy then of deliverance. Men have called upon his name Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, after unto some 45,000 denominations in this world. Do people really believe that after 45,000 diverse institutions, that men have been concerned about what makes men whole? If they had, these divisions would not exist. If men had truly functioned after the Holy Spirit, seeking to teach all things, no lie in it, for the blessing of one another according to the Shema, these differences would not exist. We got a problem that needs to be overcome, my brothers and sisters. He said, my brethren, I do not consider that I've already reached the goal. But this one thing I do know, that forgetting those things which are behind me, I strive for those things which are before me, that which is yet to be attained. I press toward the goal to receive the prize of victory. How about overcoming every fallen standard of this world, every misrepresentation, every, how about everything that is called upon the name of the Most High, but not seeking the fullness of his righteousness and seeking to exalt itself. I press toward the goal of the prize of victory, because guess what? Every fallen standard, every institution of man that calls upon the name of the Most High, but not seeking the fullness of his righteousness unto an absolute, is sin. It is not a covenant at all. But he says here, I press toward the goal to receive the prize of victory. The Most High's highest calling through, how about Yeshua, the third age? And those who understand what I mean by that, one who comes to declare Yah as salvation. Yah is the one who makes man whole. Yah is the one who makes man worthy to be preserved. Kurdi, my brothers and sisters. Well, those who know the truth about that title, they know it means the one who comes to reveal all righteousness, reveal the light the world would obscure, to cast out all misrepresentative darkness. For every institution that will not, after the Shema, seek the full word of truth, that man might not only just seek the word of truth, but find it, uphold it, preserve it, and declare it. It's still, my brothers and sisters, an instrument of darkness. Therefore, let those of you who are perfect or think you are perfect consider these things. And if you reason in any other way, in other words, if you're willing to allow the Most High to show you more, Yah will reveal even that to you. Think about it. Everyone who would exalt himself, his own standard is sufficiently wise. Innately, my brothers and sisters, if he doesn't seek the greater discipline of the Most High, is himself a curse to the Holy Name and to all who would follow them. Let no lesser standard, my brothers and sisters, stand in the way. Nevertheless, it says, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same path. Let's all seek the same goal with one, seeking ultimately, my brothers and sisters, become of one accord. That's not according to man exalting himself according to what seems wise in his own heart, but seeking all the Most High declares for the good of us all. That is the restoration of our people. He said, my brethren, be followers like me. Oh, this is an apostle speaking. Say, be followers like me. And observe those who walk such a path. I mean, those who seek the exceeding wisdom of Yah. And then you will be examples. How about instead of misexamples, as we are? But there are many who live otherwise. In other words, who seek to exalt themselves. Who seek to comfort men because they follow them rather than ask the Most High to reveal more. Messiah himself said there are many things that I long to tell you, but you cannot receive or grasp them yet. Cannot receive, how about my brothers and sisters, except the fullness of the discipline that is contained in these words. Till the Holy Spirit comes. Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me directly. To know what it said, and I know why it says, and that's the point. Everything the Most High has spoken, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's billions of reasons why it's so. And all the words of the Most High are interconnected, and blessed are those who are able to discern the secrets that are contained in these words, in the blessed word. That in all things, my brothers and sisters, they become wise. He said, there are many who live otherwise of whom I've told you, and I not tell you with tears, that they're enemies. Enemies are even the reason, my brothers and sisters, which the Messiah gave his life. And Messiah gave his life, my brothers and sisters, not the men considered themselves wise, according to their, let's just say, the extent of carnal perception. But that men after the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, might be convicted to seek a greater truth. And the Scripture says, the end of those who seek our men after the flesh, their end is destruction, whose God is their own belly, in other words, their own desires, what seems to appease their own hearts, whose glory, whose honor is in their shame. They seek honor in their shame, in their fallen lack of awareness. Whose thoughts, my brothers and sisters, are still on and of earthly things. But our labors should be after heavenly things, seeking after what is greater, what overcomes all the misconceits of this world. Once we look to our Savior, one who makes us whole, how about even our, even the Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, the righteous one who reveals all things, who is, in fact, Yeshua.
Well,
my brothers and sisters, giving this word consideration, I have much to say. I don't know just yet, because I haven't tried this yet, if this will work. Let me look at this. I see somebody also asking, do you take calls? Well, right now I also don't see anybody with their hands up. But I'd like to see if this works. Perhaps you might be able to hear it. Anybody out there who can type real quickly and let me know? I'm about to play part of a video. Something that was said by Mr. T.D. Jakes. Yes, I said Mr. T.D. Jakes. I like to set it up for scrutiny. I like to play this bit of words to see if what he was saying is in all things true. Or has he said just a piece and a part of the picture to leave people deceived after half-truths, after what is illusion, my brothers and sisters, if they don't realize the need to seek so much more than what here he said. Okay. I'm going to play this. Let's see if it comes through at all.
This is what separates the church from all other groups, organizations, clubs, sororities, fraternities, cliques, or clubs. There are many places where you get motivation. You can get teaching. You can get inspiration that has nothing to do with God. But what separates the Christian church is that we believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection.
Oh, boy. I need to really work on some of this. I hope you heard what he said. He said he preaches the gospel. Is he preaching the whole word? It's a good question. He said that law rolled over into grace. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that by the grace of Yah is man delivered from the misconceits of man? The false rule of man is what is overcome. The sins and divisions of this world are overcome when one confesses and is truly led by the Spirit of Yah to discern what is and what always shall be, true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. He talks about being washed in the blood of the Lamb. I see scriptures in the book of Revelation talking about those who are washed in the blood of the Lamb, who wash their robes white in the blood of the Lamb, are washed of all the misallegiances of this world, all the false standards of this world, that they might be true to the will of the One Most High. Let me see what I can do here, if I can get back to that point again. Who discerns the error in this doctrine? All this shouting and vociferous display, vehement display. But for what? So that man can continue to sin? Is that what he's telling people that they should be celebrating? Messiah said, that he goes that the comfort of the Holy Spirit might come, that men might receive the Spirit that teaches and brings remembrance of all things. How about remembrance of what the Most High declared from the beginning, before there was any of the corruptions and contaminations and rebelliousness that exists in this earth, before there was all the misrule of man, that men might discern what is the standard of the Most High, that indeed from the beginning, pure and perfect, is eternal. And if they told you anything else, my brothers and sisters, they lied to you. Do you really think Messiah gave his life that sin might remain? This is what the scriptures say. Should we continue in sin? Should we continue to celebrate and preserve sin that his grace may abound? What is his grace given for then? What is his favor then unto? He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He said, I'll reveal myself to you. He said, the spirit of truth, the world, are those who want to maintain self-righteous divisions of man. He said, the spirit of truth, they will not receive. We need to think about those things, my brothers and sisters. Do we call upon the holy name to be able to preserve every fallen standard that appeals to the lusts of man? Or do you call upon the holy name knowing that he will preserve only a testimony that is true unto him? He will seal with his name upon the brow only those whose thoughts and works are true to his instruction. He will not sign any covenant or any so-called testimony that is not true to his own. We just got through looking at some of this, my brothers and sisters. Did you notice what I just read to you earlier in Isaiah 48? He said he would not, I repeat, he would not give the honor that is due to him after the fallen standards of another. It means he will not dishonor. I said he will not dishonor his name. Again, if he were to give his name to those who would perpetuate wickedness, my brothers and sisters, he would be denying and confusing men as to the nature of himself. And this, my brothers and sisters, is not what Yah does, but what devils do. You need to discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond the illusion. You need to discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond those who would flatter you in your folly, who would murder, my brothers and sisters, you with the words of their tongues, Scriptures talk about a time when those who will seduce men with a word shall be utterly cut off. A brother and sister, they made you believe that Messiah came, that men remain under the sins or misillusions, or let's just say misallegiances, disillusions of this world. You got another thing coming. And a false church would compel you to believe that. A false prophet who doesn't want to teach you the whole picture would compel you to believe that. As I said before, the true Messiah would tell men that there's no peace while men walk under lawlessness or any fallen standard. A multitude of fallen standards of contention, my brothers and sisters. Shall man dare to say that they hate truth because it declares an absolute? That misrepresentation be exposed? Or shall we love, my brothers and sisters, to receive the discipline of the Most High, the wisdom of the Most High, where you should know how to repent, to become wise? Allow me, if you will, to read something for you from Revelation 2:26. I'd like to make some of these things plain. In Revelation 2:26, this is one of the testimony of the Messiah. He said, "He overcomes and keeps my works." They put down your King James Version to the end, but the word there means unto completing, if you will, even my brothers and sisters, completing the total, completing the goal. The word there, telos, even as is related in the Greek, relates, my brothers and sisters, that, and I did not say that all these testimonies were originally in the Greek at all, but even there, my brothers and sisters, the word there for end is unto a definite point or goal. How about that which all that the Most High requires? He who keeps his works according to the fullness of what Messiah himself gave his life that it be declared. After the Spirit that teaches all things and brings remembrance all things that he would declare, and believe me, the Most High sends a prophet to speak what others would not. He did not say man would be saved at the ideals of another. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, him. And whoever believes in him, I did not say the standards of another, might not perish, but have life, meaning every standard other than that, my brothers and sisters, will not be allowed to continually contend in this world. He said, and he overcomes and keeps my works, all about all the fullness of what the plan is for the kingdom of Yah to his complete, completion of the goal, completion of the standard, all that Most High has required. He said to him, he will give authority over the nations. I said over the multitude of the nations, over all the multitude of standards, my brothers and sisters, of beastly ideals that exist in this world that refuse to reason fully as one. They refuse to see the fullness of what is initial divine accord that was in the beginning before the nations came even to be. He said, I will give authority over the nations, those who gain the victory. To see beyond the veil of false righteousness that exists in the world. That's why it says he overcomes. My brothers and sisters, he overcomes, he will gain the victory of those who keep the fullness of what Yah has declared after the unction of the Spirit, which the flesh has no power to perceive or restore. I said again, my brothers and sisters, Most High sends prophets to speak what others would not. Most High sends his Spirit to reveal again and restore the mind. That's what ordinary carnal mind has no power to fully discern, to consider. And he said, he shall shepherd them. I know they put in your King James Version rule, but I want you to understand. He said, he shall shepherd them with a rod of iron. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. There are those that if you give them this strong discipline and an opportunity to see what truly is pleasing unto Yah, they will desire with all their minds, hearts, and souls. Remember he said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You should shepherd, my brothers and sisters, those who love the truth with a rod of iron, still with a very, very distinct word of absolution. It does not flinch, does not change. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the staff does not shorten according to the designs of anyone. It does not flex according to the designs of anyone. It is true as the constancy of the Most High himself. He will shepherd them with a rod of iron. That is a blessing. My brothers and sisters, indeed. Brother, be subject to anybody's conscience less than that which the Most High would bring his people unto is trials, tribulations, curses, divisions. And my brother says the very word divisions relates damnation. Damnation is division by very nature. How is it that men have turned around and said that folks who say they are believers in all kind of different institutions are saved, made whole? If they were all whole, my brothers and sisters, the differences would not exist. The various standards and allegiances would not exist. There's a problem in this world. He said, but he shall come to shepherd them with a rod of iron. How about after that pure word that is from the Most High, that men receive discipline? As the vessels of the potters, are they, talk about those, my brothers and sisters, who will be resistant. As the unclean vessels of a potter are broken to pieces. My brothers, he should shepherd those who are willing with a rod of discipline, wisdom, his righteousness. But those who are resisting, my brothers and sisters, as an unclean potter's vessel is broken, so shall they also be broken. But it's utterly, my brothers and sisters, unto a blessing. So the Most High desired that there be nothing to be preserved which would preserve the uncleanness of the corruptions of man. In the law it is written that if man has a brass pot, he can wash it out and clean it and use it again, but an earthen pot that becomes contaminated is broken, my brothers and sisters, for the health of a people. But Most High has promised there must be peace in the world, so let this truth be understood. In the King James Version, I know the scripture says, even as I received from my father, but in the Aramaic, I want you to understand that word is related more than just something received, but receiving discipline, even as one must receive discipline from the Most High. He said the spirit of truth, the worldly, those who prefer no sense of divine autonomy, absolution unto this earth, will not receive. In other words, it's a discipline. It's a law. It's a righteousness. It's a justice. Those who want to walk after their own will and call it favor. My brother says they won't receive. Messiah received discipline from the Father. What did the scripture say in Hebrews? In the 5th chapter, he offered vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, make him whole beyond all sin. How about beyond all fallen standards of this world, all the misconceits that seem righteous to men? Oh, I know your pastor didn't tell you that. The scripture said, and he grew to become perfect, the greatness of his godly reference. He said to those who will hearken to him and receive his discipline, who will seek to keep the fullness of his works, his design, his righteousness, the rule that by which his kingdom shall be governed and all people shall be made one. He said he would give them the morning star. How about the discipline from the Most High, my brothers and sisters? The gift to discern the light that casts out all the darkness. The gift, my brothers and sisters, that reveals the wisdom that a world would obscure. Remember Yohanan 14, 15 through 17. If you say, if you love me, you will keep, preserve, maintain, defend, guard, declare what is, let's just say, the fullness of his conscience. I didn't say less. If we look at Revelation 22, 12 through 16, it talks about they who keep his commandments. How about the heights of his conscience? His conscience being revealed will uphold it to the full. See, those who keep his commandments will have a right to the tree of life. So if you add or take away, really what it's saying is you add damnation to your soul and you're taking take away your opportunity unto the tree of life. If you take anything away, you add to yourself the curses that are written in the book. Many scriptures speak of this, and I'm about to talk about it a little bit more in a second. So I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, and the bright morning star, he's talking about, you should know what he comes to do. that you realize that those who tell you the Messiah came, that you just simply forgiven for sins rather than you overcome your sins, have lied to you to keep you in your sins, even subject to the doctrines that they teach, that by no means could be the salvation to the making whole of any soul. If you know that the Most High declares an absolute that must be attained, I repeat, if you know that the Most High declares an absolute that must be attained, and you realize that you can only attain it through him and not through the unction of another, you know what those scriptures mean in Psalm 119. It says, the psalmist said, give me more understanding than all the honorable and those who the world calls honorable, because I would keep thy commandments. You know there's no salvation unless you hearken to the word Messiah said when he said your righteousness must ultimately exceed that of your leaders and their contentions. That's false righteousness. Right, the word righteous means seeking what is complete and whole, all that is divine will. I said again, purity and completion offers one choice, and those who find that purity and completion are one in him. And they can only find it through him. Many and broad are the roads that lead to destruction. Many are the partial standards and polluted standards, devious standards lead to destruction, that are confusion, that cause men to worship after false gods, thinking that they follow the Most High. But my brothers and sisters, only one is the path that leads unto life, and few are they that find it, that realize that if they're going to honor him who is one, they may seek the fullness, must seek the fullness of his will. That's faith, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the double-minded, the pluralist thinking, and the deceits and the false comfort of men. Ultimately, these scriptures in 3 and 1 are saying, let's go back and say, he who has ears then, how about an ear to hear, a spiritual ear, to discern beyond the flesh, then to hear with the spirit. How about the exceeding word the Most High would say to those who will be part of the church, those who are called out from the world. I know they put down churches in your King James, but let me tell you something. That word is not plural. It's not plural in that statement. There are no multitude, I hope you understand, my brothers and sisters, of differing churches, if you really understand it. There might be buildings that men might have at certain places, but there's only one true called out body. And it transcends location, my brothers and sisters. It transcends time. It is true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. Is the light that is from the beginning. It's the only path toward life, and there is no other. Life, my brothers and sisters, is not after most of the worldly competitions, contentions, rebellions, resistance against the greater wisdom. All must seek the same discipline, my brothers and sisters, even to the full. So this is a message. The word for angel is also a message. Let's put it that way. You need to hear beyond your leaders, in your churches. You need to hear what the Spirit has to say. Say, this is the message to the church. He who has all, if you will, the 7 spirits of Yah. What did I read to you earlier in Isaiah 11? Spirit of Yah. Spirit of wisdom, counsel, might, understanding. Power, might, and reverence to Yah. We used to talk about that sometime. I've done it before. Granted the opportunity, I'll get back to that again. It means, my brothers and sisters, that he has all that the Most High requires, that indeed he be a governor to bring righteous rule to the nations. There's all the 7 spirits of Yah, and who, let's just say, has the 7 stars. Talk about the 7 stars. We're talking about there were 7 churches that he particularly sent a message to Asia Minor. But they are to be, because they were to be considered churches that will have an obligation unto him under the fullness of his will. And we said those who keep his works, his standard to the completion, he would give authority above all the nations, because his standard is the standard of the Shashan-Shah, King of the Kings, above all the nations, above all the rulers, above all the kings of the earth. Yes, above all the pastors, priests, rabbis, and all days, my brothers and sisters, who would seek to establish a standard to capture men after false comfort and something less after themselves. He says, I know your works, your thoughts, your designs, what you conceived. You have a name that you're alive, claimed to be true to Yah. But my brothers and sisters, he said, after a fallen standard, then what you've attained is not life, but it's still sin, still a fallen standard, still would confuse men as to the nature of what Yah has declared. And I want you to think about it. 2,000 years ago, think about it. Men were called to keep, preserve, maintain the integrity, the fullness of what is divine standard, not to allow it to degrade or fall away in any way. For to do so, I want you to think about it, to allow the standard to degrade in any way would be a total loss of the realization of all the Messiah gave his life that men might receive and know. He said the Spirit seeks to bring all things to remembrance. Men consider all things the Most High declared that no man becomes self-righteous after his presumptuous, fallen, less than perfect delusions. I want you to hear this, my brothers and sisters. He's talking to his church and telling them that he's not found their works perfect in his sight. He says, remember thus from whence. Remember thus what you once knew. Return to that, if you will, from whence you have fallen. Remember what the discipline that you first received and heard. Preserve it. Repent. Return to it. But if you say you'll not wake up, and some people are like that to this very day, if you told them they had to wake up to a greater dimension of truth, they would not receive it. But he said, if you will not wake up, I will come upon you suddenly as a thief, unexpectedly. In other words, the standard that he shall bring will catch you completely off guard. And the scriptures talk about, my brothers and sisters, ultimately how the Most High says he's going to take back his name. And all those who put upon themselves, if you will, priestly robes to confuse the masses, that they not discern what is the fullness of his will. My brothers and sisters, you need to understand what it said in Revelation 16:12-21. He said he comes with the one called the King of the East, the one that I spoke to you before about in Isaiah 40:27-41:4, who proves all the kings foolish, 44:20-45:6, the same, who proves all the standards of this world to be foolish and not true to Yah. It says, if you not wake up, I'll come to you suddenly as a thief, and you not know at what hour I will come upon you. The scripture says he will come saying, behold, I come. And he was talking about the one called the King of the East who drives up the rivers, meaning he will expose all the unrighteousness of those standards after which men have called themselves safe and have given their allegiance to. They might discern the greater righteousness of Yah, and that they transcend this Babylonish confusion that many have called wise, that they discern what is the pure way of the Most High, which I had time to sit back and talk about Malachi around 3:13-4:2. Talk about the one who ultimately increases the strength, the discretion of the people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they discern the difference between what is righteous and what is wickedness, what is full and what is partial, what is pure and what is polluted. Let it be discerned who will serve Yah and who will serve him not. Believe me, no partial and impure standard is viable. So if you're not awakened, I will come upon you suddenly, come upon you suddenly as a thief. We need to go back and look at 2 Kings, 3rd chapter. And scripture talks about seeking all righteousness, that he come upon you suddenly as a thief, unexpectedly. And you not discern the greater righteousness of Yah. When the scripture says that, behold, he suddenly comes to his temple, it means he will declare a standard that will reprove all the unrighteousness of those you call wise, even all your priests, pastors, rabbis, elders. My brothers and sisters, blessed are those who know what Messiah meant when he said your righteousness must ultimately exceed that of your contentious leaders. You must seek a truth greater than what they reveal, because if all you know is the extent of what is declared by the varied rulers of this world, my brothers and sisters, you're falling short of the grace, the favor of Yah, for he gives access to a greater wisdom than them all. But he says to this church, the church was at Sardis at the time. He said to that church that at that time they had a few who had not soiled their garments. Habakkuk had not allowed their concept of doctrine to be twisted after allegiances to any of the fallen standards of this world, but who had faith not to seek the name of the Most High divided, profaned, corrupted, polluted, divided after any of the lesser standards of this world. They uphold the fullness of what is honorable unto him. Yah does not call himself what he is not. He said he's all that he is, and he will not deny himself. Look at 2 Timothy 2. He said, they will walk with me in white. They will walk with me, being known to be true, pure in their allegiance to all the Most High has declared. He says, but they are honorable. They are worthy. They have worth. They have not walked in the vanity or the lesser standards of the men which cannot please or appease Yah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we must seek him for all that he would reveal. Or dare we say that we don't need that fullness of discipline and still say that we are led by him? Who taught you otherwise? I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters, about this. What does scripture mean when it says you receive discipline from the Father? Those who receive the discipline of the Father. Most High said he would give them through his Messiah the morning star. One called the morning star, my brothers and sisters, I told you before, that one who teaches the exceeding righteousness of Yah beyond all the rulers. You ever stop to consider, because men have not known who that one called the morning star is? They believed in a Messiah that delights in compromise, a mold to the fallen standards, every man exalting himself according to his own designs. So they cursed the holy name after their own self-righteousness. I said their own self Christian designs, seeking to call themselves acceptable, and therefore seeking to even replace the greater righteousness that the Most High gave to his people, that the scriptures demand by the Holy Spirit must be remembered, and I said never forgotten. His covenant, and we talked about this the other night, is that the words that he has put in his people's mouths, according to what's also written, at Deuteronomy 29:29 through 30:8. It talks about all those things that in the last days must be remembered that were told of old. Malachi says the same thing. He said he restored righteousness as of old, as in former years. That's what's pleasing to the Most High. He said the words that he's put in your mouth. That means all the words that he's declared for the course of ages. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. He said, there will come a time that these things shall be remembered and shall not depart from your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants, henceforth even forever. That is the covenant of the Most High. It is an eternal word. Isaiah 59:19-21. There will be a remembrance of my brothers and sisters of the covenant the Most High made as it was when it was new, fresh. It will be refreshed and brought to the remembrance of the mind. That's the covenant of the Holy Spirit. It's not, my brothers and sisters, the covenant of the Most High is not a new thing. Covenant of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, remembrance of what the Most High declared of old. He put down a new covenant, but actually, my brothers and sisters, it means restoration. It means remembrance. It's remembrance of a covenant that men forgot while they were far from a covenant, while under the various misallegiances, nations, denominations, institutions, politicizations, social and cultural misorders of this world, that in their contentions were never a covenant unto peace. He said, he who overcomes, he who gains victory to see what is the righteousness of Yah beyond all these things. I shall clothe in white garments. One scripture says he will, they will have the name of the Father written upon their brows. Their allegiance is unto Yah himself beyond all the nations. If you go back and read 6:12 through 7:17 Revelation, it talks about all the kings of the earth running for cover. Because the day of the wrath of the Lamb has come. They say, hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. Him who sits upon, rightly sits upon the throne. Meaning they, the rulers, know that the standards they declare are not acceptable, and they shall not, after those standards, or after those lesser testimonies, be able to stand. Why do you trust the fallen standards of the leaders, my brothers and sisters? Messiah said your righteousness must exceed them, and the only way that can happen, as the scripture says, if you love me, keep my commandments. I mean, obey him when he declares a word. And he said he revealed himself, manifest, revealed himself to you. That's the same thing written here when he says those who seek to keep the fullness of his word. Diligent for the fullness of his word, like he said in 2 Kephas, 2 Peter. Say those who seek the fullness of his word. Did you hear him, my brothers and sisters? Those who seek the fullness of his word. He would give the discipline, give discipline, even wisdom, as he was given wisdom from his father, that they may have to have authority over the nations, to teach the nations what is the blessed way of the Most High for the whole world, my brothers and sisters. In fact, of course, as is written in Isaiah 49, be one. As is written in Genesis 17, that all the nations on the one Most High be one. That should be the goal of all those who call upon the name of the Most High. Or shall they call upon the name of the Most High? That those who call upon the name of the Most High be divided? Brothers and sisters, there's only one standard. Be wise enough, my brothers and sisters, to petition the Most High that you not be duped by those who seek that you not understand what the covenant is. The Most High says that he will write his laws upon the minds and hearts of his people, that you be his people, redeemed from all those who would beguile you to follow after less. He says, he that overcomes, I will clothe in white garments. In other words, he will vouchsafe them as confirmed, true to himself, beyond all the misallegiances of the world, because they've overcome and seen beyond all these false standards that have divided the peoples, and they discern the will of one. He said, I'll not erase his name from the book of life. Oh, I wish we had time to sit back and talk about Revelation 17 and 8. Talking about those who gain the book, all the scriptures talking about in Revelation 22 about those who gain their names written in the book of life, sanctioned there absolutely. I got Revelation 17 and 8. How about 13 and 8? Need to correct that. Scriptures that talk about, my brothers and sisters, those who seek his perfect will shall not have their name written, taken from the book of life. He said, I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He said, those who will seek the fullness of his gospel and not be ashamed of his word. Mark 8:34-38. Those who confess his name before the Father, seeking the fullness of his will, seeking the fullness of his gospel, all that is word. You should be proud of, if you will, my brothers and sisters, before those who have been faithful to the word of the Most High. He said, he who has an ear, willing to listen to this discipline, let him hear with the Spirit, all the Spirit would have to say to the churches. But my brothers and sisters, as I said before, there's only one church that brings you out from the midst of all the pollution of this world. And it's not a physical building, my brothers and sisters. Is the unction of the Spirit of Yah that will bring you to remembrance of all things. Well, it looks like our time is up. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, I'll say again, for every year that he brings near. To his might, to his honor, and to his praise, our ways. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, again, for the awakening that comes by his Spirit. Again, to his might, to his honor, and to his praise, our ways. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.